Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Are you ready to rock?
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Metal Geeks podcast.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Who's here?
You.
Just me.
I was talking to the people out there in the virtual internet world.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're listening to the Metal Geeks podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with...
George Tripsis.
George.
Motherfucking Tripsis.
There you go. Sorry, man. Dave's not here. He's actually getting prepared for another weekend at the Renaissance Fair that he's working at.
I think it's Sherwood Forest.
Sherwood Forest. It's a Ren Fair.
It's not a Ren Fair type, but it's not
Ren Fair.
The Ren Fair.
He's at Sherwood Forest.
Right.
Hanging out with Little John and all them. Not Lil John, but Little John.
Yeah.
That's
no,
James.
That was Hetfield.
Lil James.
Lil James. Yeah.
So this is going to be a different style of episode since it's only both of us, only
different
the two of us.
Style.
Just the two of us. Remember that song?
Just the two of us.
That's not very metal, though. What have you been doing that's metal recently?
Yard work?
That's raking the lawn. There you go. Raking the lawn. Raking the lawn. That's pretty. Or with a mowing the lawn.
Mowing the lawn. And
that's
then
pretty,
like,
it's pretty metal.
Power washing the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not much. Just chilling, relaxing, watching some TV and movies.
I thought you were going to break into the Fresh Prince there for a second. What have you been watching?
I finished all of Iron Fist.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, we're going to get into that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. What else did I watch?
You've done much more Iron Fisting than I have then.
Trust me, it was a slog to get through. I rewatched Into the Badlands so I can get ready for season 2.
Okay.
What else? We're starting to rewatch True Detective season 1 because it's been a long time since I watched it.
Did you ever watch season 2?
I did. I wasn't a big fan.
Yeah, I couldn't get into season 2.
Well, there was a couple points in the show where it was like you thought it was going to get good and it never did.
There was good actors in it.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it helps with a shitty story.
No.
Taylor Kitsch is in that too. He's just poison.
He is poison.
He's just poison on
everything.
Destroys
everything.
Except for Friday Night Lights, which he was like amazing in because all he had to do was show his abs.
His abs?
Abs.
I never saw Friday Night Lights.
The TV show?
Yeah. The movie.
Oh, the movie's really good. He's not in the movie. Oh,
okay.
He's in the TV show.
Still not going to make me watch it though. It's about a high school football team, not my thing.
There's very little football for a show about football.
Okay. Still not going
to
watch it.
I know you're not. What else? I went to go see Beauty and the Beast.
I really want to go see Beauty and the Beast. I'll probably go see it this weekend.
Booty and the Beast?
I watched Booty and the Beast over the weekend, last weekend. Totally different movie. I had to walk out of the theater.
You saw it in the theater?
I'm joking.
That's weird.
That was very weird.
I saw it on my computer.
Okay.
In the safety of my home.
In the safety of your own home. There you go. So let's talk about Beauty and the Beast.
What have you been doing?
Let's talk about Beauty and the Beast real quick.
Okay.
I don't spoil anything because I haven't seen it.
You've seen the animated movie, right?
I have seen the animated movie.
Nothing to spoil.
I've eaten there at the restaurant in Disney, which is pretty cool.
The Be Our Guest restaurant.
Yeah, Be Our Guest restaurant, which is pretty cool. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah?
The gray stuff was actually pretty delicious.
Yeah? Did you ask the dishes?
I did ask the dishes, but they were like paper.
No, they gave you paper dishes?
No, they didn't. It was like the hard styrofoam.
You know. Oh, gotcha. Still pretty cheap, though.
For a Disney-style restaurant, you know, it's expensive, number one, but the food was actually really good.
Was it all
French? I think we talked about it on the show. Yeah, everything was French-based. So I had like a croque monsieur, which is like, it's basically it's almost like the French version of a Cuban sandwich. So it's like pressed with like melted cheese and like ham and stuff.
So it's a... So it's a panini instead?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
It's good, though.
Oh, okay.
Let's go back to the live-action movie.
Yeah, okay.
How is the weird... All right, so how do they do the animation of Beast? How do they do, like, the wardrobe and the plates and all that?
So all the costumes and stuff and the characters, like Mrs. Potts and Lumiere and... Cobblesworth, those are all really done well. The only thing I didn't really enjoy is the Beast. I wish they would have like filmed an actor with real clothes, like the real clothes that Beast is supposed to be wearing, so that at least the clothes didn't look fake, and then CGI'd the fur and everything around it. But they just made the whole character CGI, and that really bothered me.
Did they do the scene? Because, like, okay, when Beauty and the Beast, the animated movie, came out, what, 90, was it 91? 92, something like
that? Really early, I don't remember.
The first use of CGI in an animated movie was in that movie where they were in the ballroom scene.
I thought that was Lion King did that first.
I don't know.
Because they did the Lion
King came out after Beauty and the Beast, didn't it?
Yeah.
But
that's what I'm saying.
Right.
The first CGI ever used in a Disney movie,
but the scene where they're dancing all that was CGI around them.
Yeah, that I remember, but I don't remember which one came out first now.
So I was like wondering, do they do that scene in the movie too where they're dancing? Yeah. So how does that look? I mean,
it's different. They went with a different style. That was pretty cool, although it wasn't the highlight of the movie.
Somebody was saying there's a lot of auto-tuning on the songs and
my
stuff.
My girlfriend Catherine said that about...
sounded like not really...
Emma Watson.
Yeah, that's what somebody was talking about,
Emma
Watson.
Like Emma Watson sounds like she's a little auto-tuned.
Not that it was like, you know, like really over the
not
top.
Not like the hip-hop auto-tune.
Yeah, it was just
like not Kanye
help
West
her stay
auto-tune.
In tune, you know?
Yeah. Well, maybe she can't sing.
Maybe she can't.
She's just pretty.
Yeah.
And can act. For Hermione, yeah. Her British accent was a little distracting, knowing that everyone's supposed to be French.
Okay.
She
didn't try for a French accent?
No, nobody did. Everyone just played it English.
So Josh Gad was LeFou, right?
Yeah.
I heard he steals the show.
He's pretty funny. Him and Luke Evans.
Oh, yeah, Luke Evans.
Who plays Gaston.
Gaston.
My favorite thing of the whole movie. Because anytime them two were on screen, I was laughing.
Because people were boycotting this fucking movie because LeFou has a gay crush on
Gaston. Oh, not just him.
Gaston.
There's a couple other gay characters
in
the
movie.
Oh, I'm
sure, yeah. But people were like, oh, there's gay characters in it. I'm like, who
And he
who
didn't
cares?
Really play gay. He kind of played, in my opinion, I mean, yeah, he was infatuated with Gaston, but I don't think it was anything
he
sexual.
He was in the cartoon, too. It was like... He would do anything for him. It was like his right hand.
Yeah, but this one, they kind of went a little bit one beyond that.
It was like Smee and like Captain Hook, you know?
Yeah, but this one was a little bit more beyond that. It was kind of like, not only did he wanted to like help Gaston get what he wants, but he wanted to like be Gaston. And like, he didn't want Gaston to like anyone else but him.
Creepy.
He was a bit clingy.
Clingy.
Yeah, he says that in the movie. He says he's a little bit clingy.
I mean, would you recommend people... who like the original animated movie to go see this?
Oh, sure. Yeah, totally. I think it's all the same fun that the animated movie was. Do I think it's great? It's not amazing. It won't blow your mind away, at least not in my opinion. If you like the animated movie, chances are you might like it. The same songs are in it, and they add a couple of new songs.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
You know, I've heard, you know, good and bad things about it. I'm excited for it. I'm probably going to go see it sometime this weekend.
Just don't put it on a pedestal expecting it to be amazing is what I'm trying to like, lower your expectations of it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's doing great now, but it's on par with all the other Disney princesses movies that came out before it.
Okay.
Like the Cinderella movie that came out.
I didn't see that.
Or what was that other one?
Maleficent?
Yeah, Maleficent.
I liked Maleficent because it was a different
like
story.
It's kind of on par
with
that. You know, the filming style and the... you know, the CGI is all about the same.
Okay.
Same producers who did those movies did this movie.
Yeah, Don Hahn, I know, worked on this new version of it. He worked on the original movie, too.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a Disney nerd. You know that.
but it was fun. It was enjoyable. The set pieces were nice. The songs were great. Like, the movie starts off with a musical number, so you know you're in for a musical.
Is that the one they released, like, when she's walking around the town? They did a little sneak preview of that before.
This Provincial Town is the name of the song. Yeah. I like the animated version. I don't think one's better than the other. I think they're both kind of on par with each other. I do think that the live action tries to tell you more about the characters. I don't necessarily think it makes it better. I just, you know.
It's a longer movie, too, now.
It's 2 hours and 10 minutes or something like that.
Which in the original movie was only like an hour and 30.
It's 98
you know?
Minutes, I think,
you know, when it sits through a 2-hour Disney cartoon.
No. Not even children would want to sit through that. You know, it was fun. It's just, you know, I don't think one's better than the other. And it's this coming from the exact same material. They took all your favorite moments from Beauty and the Beast animated and recreated it for the movie.
I mean, that sounds fun. Yeah. I'm going to go see it. It's not very metal, but whatever.
Who cares? It's Disney.
Exactly.
And they own everything. So now you got to look forward to Aladdin when they make that version.
I know they're doing the Lion King.
Yeah, doing the Lion King. They're doing Aladdin.
Because who's so they brought for Lion King? I know they're bringing back James Earl Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And who they say was going to be Simba?
I don't know.
Simba.
They probably should bring back what's his face.
Oh no, it's the guy from Community. Is that right?
Who? Donald Glover?
Yeah, Childish Gambino himself. I think that's who's going to be...
He's already in Disney's pockets with playing Lando for Star Wars.
That's true. He's Lando.
It makes sense.
So you know what I have been watching on Netflix? I just started... Season 2 just started up, so I just started... I've watched the first two
Iron
episodes... No, it wasn't Iron Fist. We'll get to Iron Fist. there's a show called Love. Have you heard of this?
I watched Season 1 of that.
Did you watch Season 1?
I wasn't a big fan of it.
I'm about, I think maybe episode 6 or 7 today... Yeah, there's some things in it I don't like, but there it's
the characters are of the characters are supposed to be the centerpiece of the story.
Yeah,
and I think my biggest beef with the show is that I don't really like either one of them, and they're the main characters.
I think that's you're supposed to not really like them though. That I know, which is weird. I know
why care about them or why care about the show if you don't like.
I really like Gillian Jacobs because she was in Community.
Oh, you're a Community nerd. So
I am a Community nerd.
I don't really. I mean, Community was great and all, but I don't like. Worship.
I do. I actually. I like her character. I'm not as far as you into it, but you know, she plays the character pretty well, having you know troubles and stuff like that. I just watched the episode that had Andy Dick in it, so that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Okay.
Which was a little awkward.
Yeah. Well, Andy Dick's a little awkward.
Yeah. But I'm gonna finish the show. I mean, season two just came out, so.
Yeah, Judd Apatow is the writer. Producer.
Judd Apatow, yeah. I mean, I like his stuff, so it's like that.
I've grown tired of that kind of.
I wish it was a little bit more funny, though, all I'm saying.
It's very. You ever saw that Adam Sandler movie where it had Seth Rogen in it? And
he's a
comedian.
Cancer.
Yeah. It's the same level of comedy.
Yeah.
So if you didn't
it's
like that.
It's centered around people that
like
are funny,
one.
But they're not
funny.
Really being funny.
They're being realistic.
Pretty, yeah. That's pretty, yeah.
Yeah,
it's fun.
It's being realism with funny people.
Yeah. I mean, I was looking for something, you know, to watch during my lunch breaks, and that just popped up. I'm like, okay.
It's a short show, too. I think it's only 30 minutes each episode.
Yeah,
right?
Like 30-something minutes.
Yeah. You should watch Master of None with...
I've watched a few episodes of that. That's Aziz Ansari.
Yeah, I don't really like Aziz.
Yeah?
I don't think he's funny, but that show is well-written, and I think he's good in it. I don't think he's a funny comedian, or is he good in any other things he does. But for some reason, I heard a lot of good things, and I watched it, and I enjoyed it when it came out.
Now, I've done a couple metal things recently.
Metal.
I've been to a couple shows in the past week. That is pretty metal for me. So I got an email last week. We talked about this on the latest MSR cast that just came out this week. Got an email from House of Blues that said, your day's about to be made or happy or some shit. So I clicked on the link, which I never usually do, and they're like, RSVP for free tickets. I was like, okay, there's nothing going to be good here. The first show was the last week there was the 35th anniversary of Metal Blade Records tour, right? So it was Necromancing the Stone, Elysian, Goat Whore.
Did they steal that from the movie?
Yeah, pretty much. I missed because I'll get to that. Goat Whore, Cattle Decapitation, and the headliners was like Whitechapel.
Man, these fucking names.
So, you know, Justin, who's on this show a lot, is a huge fan of Elysian. So I texted him right away. I was like, dude, free tickets, let's go.
I didn't get a text.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't text you. Would you have gone?
I would have gone, yeah.
Fuck.
I like that band.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But...
It's cool. It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
I put on social media, I had an extra pass, an extra ticket. Nobody wanted to go.
You didn't say who it was for.
It don't matter.
It matters.
No.
It matters.
All metal lives matter.
Like, had you would have said, oh, let's go see Goat Whore, I probably said, nah, I'm good.
What about Elysian?
If you would have said Elysian, oh, cool. My ears would have perked up and see if I was free.
So we got there as soon... I'm lucky enough now to be in walking distance from my office to the House of Blues in Houston downtown. So I left my car in my parking garage and walked over there. Sort of cool. And I met up with Justin and his wife. And by the time we got there, apparently we missed the first band because we got there like at 6:30-ish, and the show started, it opened at 6. Tommy got in there with right before Elysian started, so we got to see them.
Awesome.
They were amazing. They kicked some ass.
Well, they're a good really, band.
They're a great band.
Yeah.
And we talked to the vocalist a little bit. We're going to get him on both of these shows. We're going to get him on Metal Geeks because he's a huge geek.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What's he a big nerd for?
He was talking about some Pokemon stuff. We're just like, what?
Weird.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
And he's a big metalhead, so, you know, we'll do like a dual episode. It would be fun.
Cool.
Then Goat Whore played. Goat Whore are a killer fucking band. I've always been into the Goat Whore.
Yep.
You don't like Goat Whore?
The name just sounds
Have you ever
like,
heard them?
The name sounds like I won't like
they're,
them.
No, you actually might like them, dude. They're very sludgy, black and death metal.
Okay.
From New Orleans.
Nolens. Yeah.
You ever heard? Yeah, I think you would actually like them. We'll have to put them on to...
Horrible name.
We'll have to put them on to into George Hates Metal soon, into the pile. We'll
put it in the roster, huh?
Put it in the roster. It's funny, my wife has a Goat Whore shirt. A long time ago, she used to wear it. When we saw Tenacious D live at the Bayou Center or whatever it is, there's these groups of... a group of, like, young hipster kids around us, right? And one of the girls or the guys or something looked at her shirt and they started making fun of it. They're like, oh, there's like a devil on her shirt, blah, 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 demon. And we both turned around. We're like, look at the fucking stage. There's a 100-foot demon on the stage right now. Look where you're at. You can't talk about somebody's shirt.
Why would you talk about anyone's shirt to begin with?
Because they were douches.
Losers.
Losers at a Tenacious D concert.
I want to go to a Tenacious D concert.
It was pretty awesome.
That's like one band. That's one of the many bands I would love to see.
It was great. They put on a great show.
They only go to like L.A. or Chicago.
They did a whole tour at one point. It was like
when they were still making CDs.
Yeah, pretty much. So Goat Whore are amazing. It's so weird because I was talking to Justin during the show. It's like they're so loud and so amazing. And there's like three people in the band.
All right.
Four people, including the singer. But like just one guitar, one bass, and the drums. And they are louder than anybody else. And pretty much. That's right. It's like Motorhead. You don't need to be any louder than that. They got it covered. Next band was Cattle Decapitation.
See, why name it something so stupid?
I know a lot of people out there that are super into this band. I'm not in that column.
Okay.
I can listen to them a little bit, but yeah, I'm not a fan of these guys that
much.
Is
that where you're like, I'm going to take a break?
That's where we actually left. We made about halfway through their set. And then we left. We were like, we're not going to even care about Whitechapel because that's that metal mallcore stuff that we're not into. So
Whitechapel sounds like 80s hair metal.
They're not. But do you know Whitechapel like, fries only come in one size?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Never mind.
Okay.
It was a Beastie Boys lyric from License to Ill. White Castle fries only come in one size. I can't remember the name of the song now. Somebody out there
White
remember.
Castle, not Whitechapel.
Yeah, but I changed it to Whitechapel.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think they ever mentioned chapels.
We had a fun time at the show, considering the tickets were free. You can't really complain, you know what I mean? Two nights ago, as of recording this, Tuesday night of this week, I went back to the House of Blues because I had more free tickets from that email.
So the staff of House of Blues just know you by face now?
They know my ID for the free tickets. Actually, when I went the other night to get my tickets, I gave him my ID. He's like, oh, you're not on the list, man. I'm like, well, I got the email right here. Apparently, they had my name switched backwards. It was like Gordon Carey. I'm like, that's weird. But so the other night, Horrendeth played.
Were they horrendous?
They were actually pretty good. They're very, I like them. They're fun. And then what was the next band that played? I can't believe
it. I don't know. I wasn't there.
They were freaking crazy.
Is that the name of the band?
That was not the name of the band. God, I can't remember the name of the band now.
We're freaking crazy.
Midnight.
Just crazy.
Midnight. Okay. That was their name. And they're very 80s influenced, like black and thrash type of stuff.
I like thrash metal.
They're good. They're very, very black metal influenced in style. But a lot of guitar tones are like reminds me of like 80s hair metal type of stuff.
Mm.
So like maybe the old style of Venom type of guitar tone, that kind of thing. You're like lost. if Dave would hear, he knew exactly what
I'm
talking
like
about.
Venom, so.
I know you don't. But they were fucking crazy, man. At the end of their set, the guitar player and the bass player, they're the three-man band, too. They both took their guitars and hit each other's guitar, and they blasted into pieces, and then they threw those pieces out into the crowd.
Wow, do they do that every show?
I don't know if they do that at every show, because that'd be very expensive.
Yeah, I'm about to say, they must have, like, guitars for days.
I don't know. They must have some kind of good, like, sponsor, because they're...
Hey, here, show these guitars, they break really easy.
Yeah, exactly right. And then, after Midnight, with a band I've always wanted to see, I've never seen live.
After Midnight?
It was right after Midnight. It was Obituary.
Obituary.
Obituary. They were badass.
Did they write someone's obituary?
They probably have.
Yeah.
They actually sing one of the songs is actually an obituary straight out of the newspaper. They just put it to a song.
Lame.
No. Their new album's actually really, really, really catchy, really good. I've never seen them live. The last time I tried to go see them, early 90s, I got into a car accident on the way to the show and wound up in the hospital.
Telling me that
story.
Yeah.
So when I got these free tickets, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go.
Hopefully, you didn't have bad juju with it.
I did not have bad juju that night. It was great.
Awesome.
And then a band that I've never really been that into until recently, because they have the new album, is a band called Creator from Germany. Holy crap, dude. They blew me away.
We were listening to some of that before.
Yeah, we were
started.
Watching some music videos earlier.
Yeah, it was okay.
Their performance live, I've not witnessed a live band that good in a long time. They're really, really good, really tight. It felt like I was watching, one of the top four thrash bands of the time, you know? It felt like Megadeth on stage, but it was Creator. They were that good, in my opinion.
So not good.
No.
Because Megadeth's not good.
No, but it's bullshit. If you've never seen Megadeth live, they are pretty badass live.
I'm joking.
You know who they're touring with, which is weird?
Metallica?
Scorpions.
Oh.
Megadeth and the Scorpions.
Megadeth Scorpion.
Yep.
Sounds like a bad monster movie.
You don't know the Scorpions?
I do know the Scorpions because they came to Greece every summer I was in Greece.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You've told that story before.
Yeah. And I see the commercials for it all the time. They play that song, Rock You Like a Hurricane, 100 times on the radio.
Yeah. Well, that's the big hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Much better stuff than that song, even though it's not a bad song. It's a pretty good song.
It's the only song I know.
All right. Well, you should listen to some more of their music.
I don't care.
You never heard Winds of Change?
Maybe. Probably.
Berlin Wall going down?
I would have to hear it first. The title's not screaming any memories.
But yeah, that was my two metal shows recently.
Yeah, keeping it metal for all
the cool peeps. April's coming up. It's Amorphis, which is actually Easter Sunday, I found out.
Hey,
totally forgot.
There you go.
It's going to be awesome. I'm going to have to do all that Easter bullshit, and we can just go to a show. It'd be fun.
Or go do the Easter bullshit, then go to a show.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's not that far. I got a VIP ticket for that show. I'm super excited.
So what else was in that email? Could you just pick and choose what other bands to get free tickets for?
Yeah, there was
Was Run the Jewels on there?
Run the Jewels is not on there. Are they playing?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
They're going to be at Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza? Where's that?
Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't know what Lollapalooza
is? No, I've been to Lollapalooza before. I don't know if they're still doing it.
Yeah, of course.
Is it just one place now?
Yeah, it's in Chicago, right?
Well, when I used to see it back in the day, it was a tour.
No, so I think it's only one place now.
Okay. I'm about to look up the lineup and see if there's any bands on
Jane's
there.
Jane's Addiction guys created that show,
yeah,
right?
Perry Farrell.
Yeah.
Wow, there's 4 days, five? Holy crap. Yeah, any bands on here I would like at all?
Probably not.
Okay, so...
And also, there's the whole... Everyone's holding out hope that Daft Punk's going to do another surprise show there.
Where's the metal? I don't see any metal, dude.
I don't know.
Flint Eastwood is playing?
I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
Clint Eastwood?
No, Flint Eastwood.
Oh.
Arcade... So this band's Arcade Fire.
It's all the pop hits of today.
Alice in Wonderland, they're actually from Houston. It's a Houston band.
Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah, Alice in Wonderland.
Not a very creative name, is it?
Her name's actually Allison. Run the Jewels. Are they any good?
I like them.
Blink 182.
Hey, they're here in Houston tonight.
They're playing the rodeo tonight.
Yeah,
Houston
weird.
Rodeo. That's weird.
I have had no interest to hear that band for years.
Yeah. I didn't even like them when they first came out, too.
I like that. There was a couple albums that came out that I was a fan of. That Cashier Cat album.
Don't know it.
It's, I think it was one of their first albums. First or second album.
So you've been listening to any, do you listen to any podcasts recently?
Any podcasts recently? No, I haven't.
Besides this one and your other show?
Yeah, no, I haven't been listening to any podcasts because I'm sure people are tired of hearing me talk about this on multiple shows, but I've been looking for a new job, and that's basically all my dedicated manpower has been going to that. So I'm kind of boring. It's either that or watching TV shows or movies.
I thought you were going to talk about your comic book.
That too. Well, I
going
mean,
on a different bunch of different shows.
Well, yeah, I talk about that too. But everyone's probably tired of me promoting that book by now.
Well, we'll get to that. We'll talk about that.
Sure.
So there's a show that I discovered just recently.
Is it a metal show?
It is not a metal show.
Oh,
it's so one of the YouTube.
Is it a Hello from the Magic Tavern?
No.
Why not? Why have you listened to that show?
I have listened to that show.
Have you?
I have.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, it's funny.
Oh, okay. Well, I never heard you talk about it.
So one of the YouTubers that I follow, it's a guy named Tim Tracker. That's how I found out about this show. He just goes around Orlando doing shit with his wife.
It's a travel podcast?
It's a video, just a video blog, you know?
Oh, it's a YouTube show.
Yeah, YouTube show.
Okay.
We watch him a lot. And, I guess last year before we went on the trip, we started looking at some other bloggers, and they remember we met that one guy in Disney.
Oh, the guy you kind of wigged out over in line? I just didn't know who the fuck he was.
Who's that? I'm like, dude.
He looked nobody familiar to me, so.
But this guy, Tim Tracker, he did the podcast. Now he's the third part. So the show is called BLT Lunch Break Podcast. So the deal is three guys, they get together and they do this podcast over the lunch break once a week. It's Tim the Tracker from the blogger, a guy named Bart Scott, who's a Disney type of guy, blogger, that wrote a book and a couple things. And then another guy who is his name is Logan. I don't really know too much about him, but apparently
is he a Wolverine?
He is not Wolverine. I found that out, but he does another, Disney podcast that I've never listened to.
So they're all three Disney nerds.
Disney nerd. Yeah.
That's how I got into it,
but they don't really talk about Disney on this show. They talk about everything else but Disney.
Okay.
They talk about it a little bit, but it's just like various topics, and it's interesting. It's a fun show.
It's a brand new show?
Maybe like 8 episodes in.
Right on.
Yeah. I'm going to try to get one of the guys on this show pretty soon. I think it'll be fun. Even talk about just podcasting and Disney stuff. And stuff like that. Yeah, yeah, totally.
D23 is coming up. Maybe they can find a way to hook us up to go.
We could get press passes if we tried.
I would like to go.
I would like to go too.
Yeah, let's make that happen.
Let's try it. They gave me some like 4 years ago.
That's 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's when this show was just starting up too. So
hey,
it was like episode like 15 or something like that when I like got tickets.
Cool.
So you never know.
Stranger things have happened.
Speaking of Stranger Things have happened, the same music is being used on every Netflix show now.
Well, because they think is the reason why people like Stranger Things.
Maybe. Yeah. It's that 80s synth pop stuff, which I like a lot.
Especially since Depeche Mode came out with a new album.
I really like the new Depeche Mode album. Have you heard it?
I haven't listened to it yet.
It's really good.
I've seen them live before, though.
I've never seen them live. That'd
be interesting.
I saw
them at South by Southwest. I caught like the last two songs.
That's cool. At least you got to see them.
From afar, but yeah. It was cool.
I think somebody else is talking about that too.
Seeing them at South by Southwest? Well, South by Southwest just happened.
Was it this year? No, it wasn't this year you saw
them.
Last week?
Yeah, it was years ago when I saw them.
The new album's really good. It's very catchy. If you listen to the lyrics and look at it and really dive into it, it's very anti-Trump. Very anti.
I think we're going to be getting that for the next 4 years, maybe more.
And he doesn't really come out and say, fuck Trump or anything, but just the song lyrics
the and
the song titles.
Fuck Trump geekery.
Apparently, yeah. I think it's something you would, if you like Depeche Mode, it's one of their best albums I've heard in a long time.
I know.
And I'm a man enough metalhead to say that I like Depeche Mode.
Man enough metal. Enough.
Man enough of a metalhead to say that I like them. Hell yeah.
Hells to the yes.
So like one of the songs on there is called Where's the Revolution?
Asking people why they haven't been revolting yet. Well, actually, technically, a lot of people have.
Pretty much. Trying to pull up the song titles on this album. It's on Spotify, so if you want to check it out, you can.
Yeah, I'll do that.
For free.
For freeze.
For freezies. Let's see here. There's a lot of shit on here. Where is there just album titles, man? Come on.
go to more albums.
It's crazy.
Pause for effect, everyone.
Talk about something while I look this up.
So I'm going to talk about myself now.
No, don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Nobody cares about that.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Here we go. Spirit is the name of the album. Song titles, Going Backwards, Where's the Revolution, The Worst Crime, Scum. That one's pretty on the nose, I think. Your Move, Cover Me. Most of the first part of the album is...
Surprise, there's not a song called Little Hands, Orange Man.
Orange Man.
Or Fake Hair.
There you go.
Those would have been more obvious titles.
It's a fun album, though. There's a one song on there I can't...
Do they amp up the electronic drums this time?
Yeah.
Because last album, I was kind of feeling like they were lacking on the drums.
Was it acoustic sounding, or...?
No, it was just a little bit more electric.
That's all right, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if I listened to the last album.
Actually, maybe might have not been their last album. It was the one with that Wrong song on it.
Delta Machine was 2013. I don't know, you know if I've heard that album. All right. So I guess there's more Depeche Mode that I need to go back and listen to. Good thing Spotify has it. But there's something else on Spotify you've been listening to, right? Something, you're talking about a new album.
I was? What album was I talking about?
The Deep Purple?
Oh, sorry. Had a brain fart.
Yeah.
Yeah, Deep Purple just came out with a new album. Been listening to that on Spotify. Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it. I'm a fan of Deep Purple, so.
Yeah, I am too. Actually, I bought tickets for, they're coming here in August with
to the worst Alice Cooper Pavilion ever.
Yeah, the Woodlands Pavilion, but it was $20 for tickets on Groupon, and I had a $10 off thing on my account.
Mm-hmm.
So I got two tickets for $30.
Yeah, there's a song on the album that's like apparently like the first cut. Like the first take of the, it's like 8 minutes long.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Is it very keyboard heavy? Is it very
organ? Oh, yeah. It has a lot of keyboards.
A lot of organs on it?
Yeah, I would say awesome. So. A lot of keyboards and a lot of guitar.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yep.
I'm excited to listen to it now.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I enjoyed it. Even though the logo for Deep Purple's new album looks very like Devin Townsend's project.
When they first announced that, they showed that that DP logo.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, they are copying fucking Devin Townsend completely.
Oh, it looks exactly the same.
Like, and you agree with me on that.
Yeah, when I saw it on my phone, I was like, is this Devin Townsend? Oh no, this is Deep Purple. All right, that's weird.
Speaking of, I finished the Devin Townsend book last week. Finally,
oh,
it was really, really good. It took me a while to get through because
did you learn anything new
about him?
Yeah,
yeah.
Other than he's Canadian, that's all I know.
I knew he was Canadian. There's a whole story about him when he was touring with Steve Vai. And there's a picture on the internet. If you go Google this, you can find this picture. He got naked in Jay Leno's dressing room and stuck his phone up his butt.
Devin Townsend did this? Why would he do that?
You'd have to... He's a weird guy.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. He's very...
What was the name of that other group that he had?
Strapping Young Lad.
I listened
to Devin Townsend Band, yeah. Devin Townsend Project.
Well, I knew him as Strapping Young Lad.
Yeah, Strapping Young Lad.
I didn't know about him being Devin Townsend until you introduced it to me. I'm late to the party. What do you want?
Yeah. But at least you're at the party.
Yeah, well, it's okay. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of his music. Some of the songs are good. Not all of them are my thing.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
They don't have to be.
No, it's all right. That's why there's so many different varieties of music.
And not two of his albums sound the same, so which is a great thing.
I remember that one time we were, I think we were going to Dallas for that Marvel thing. We listened to the album twice.
The live album.
The live album? Yeah. Jesus Christ. That was a long ride.
That was not a long ride. You liked it.
It was 4.5 hours.
Could have been longer.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's a really good book. At the end, I don't want to spoil anything, but they all die.
Really? Devin Townsend's a ghost now.
Yeah, apparently.
So what we see
he describes how his death is going to be. Pretty crazy.
Like literally that's what he says?
Yeah.
He described how he's going to die.
Yeah, he describes his death at the end of the book. And then there's like an alternate version of it, like an alternate ending where he doesn't die.
Okay.
He's a weird guy.
Apparently so.
But
you got a chance to meet him too, right?
Yeah, I met him last year when they came like September. I bought the VIP tickets. And
yeah, I remember that you totally were like gooshing over that.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully like, Devin Townsend, soon. Let me lick your forehead.
I didn't do that.
Yeah, that's what you. I remember you saying that.
Yeah, I did say that. Did not say that. You want to get on to let's talk about Iron Fist. We don't even have to break away to go to our topic.
Yeah, okay, let's Iron Fist it up.
So you did more Iron Fisting than I did.
I finished the series.
You finished. I'm on episode 6 or 7.
What's the last thing you remember?
Oh yeah, he just went to fight those three guys with the hand.
Okay, I think it's 6.
Okay,
I think that's episode 6.
I think maybe we're about to start 7. Okay. I'll probably finish it this weekend. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe not.
If you feel compelled to,
I'm not a quitter. So
yeah, I said I was gonna hold my tongue until I finished the whole season, and I think it's the worst Marvel series on Netflix that's available. If I had to rank them, it would be Daredevil is number 1.
Yeah.
Then I would say Jessica Jones, Daredevil 2, Luke Cage, and then this.
That's pretty much been the consensus for a lot of people. You know, so before you get into the hate speak.
It's not hate speak. It's just, it's poor production and poor producing.
Somebody described this, Iron Fist as, it's a Netflix Marvel show for people that like CW shows.
It's, you know.
Is it more than that?
It's worse than that. It's worse than that.
Because, I can't get through a CW show.
Because I'm, unfortunately, I watch a lot of bullshit, and I watch stupid shit, which is including the CW super shows, whatever you want to call them, the DC universe of the CW. I'm unfortunately slogging through those shows. But Marvel has set a standard. Marvel Netflix headquarters has set a standard that they've been pretty consistent with, even with their worst show, which in my opinion was Luke Cage at that time, was still pretty enjoyable and still pretty action-packed and still pretty good. But this one, like, the choreography of the fight is bad. Like, the acting is rough. The storyline's not very interesting. At least the way they're telling or they're producing the information to you is not very interesting. And this was supposed to be like an action kung fu show for the superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's totally not. And it's not, and it's devastating because I was watching Into the Badlands at the same time as watching this. And Into the Badlands is a million times better when it comes to fight choreography.
I'll admit the choreography is not.
You can tell the difference immediately when it goes from Finn Jones to a stunt double. Immediately.
I wasn't paying attention to that, but.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and, so we were just talking about episode 6.
Finn Jones
6.
Can't fight.
When he was fighting the three guys in that, you know,
it's
with
bad.
The hand. There are some shots. I'm like, what are they doing?
Right, it's bad. And it's,
why do they follow
poorly
like the
edited?
Why do they follow the weapon being thrown away? I'm like,
because they're trying to hide their shitty acting and shitty fighting.
I don't think the acting in it is horrible.
I don't think it's very good.
He's not a horrible actor.
He
playing
was good
this,
in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but I don't think he's.
But he played a one note actor in Game of
I think,
Thrones.
Yeah, that's true. I think a lot of this had to do with the direction.
Yeah, well,
the directing of the show.
I think it's more than directing. I think it's the producers of the show. Because I read somewhere, I don't know if this is 100% true or not, but I read it on Reddit today, that Finn Jones released a statement saying that he only had 3 weeks to prep for each fight scene.
Well, that's not enough then.
No. And like they were making up choreography on the fly while shooting.
Okay. That could explain something
That
right
could
there.
Explain a lot. But on top of that, for a show like this, where he's supposed to be a kung fu master,
yeah,
like that takes months to prepare.
Kung fu master, he's more of a, but it's more of a, it's a different type of kung fu than.
No, it's kung fu. He says it in the show a few times.
But
I'm a master of kung fu.
He said kung fu, F-O-O. It's
shut,
different.
Shut
completely
up, dude.
Different.
No, shut up. you're stretching here.
I know. He's a master of the kung fu fighters.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm gonna finish the show and then I'll really, you know, get my judgment. But there's definitely been times where I'm watching it and I'm just like, oh, what's going on my phone? You know?
Yeah, there's been a few times where I was just didn't care.
But he
like the payoff isn't worth what you're wading through.
Okay.
Like there's 13 episodes to get to like this interesting part of the show.
Right.
And when you get there, it's not very interesting.
So
and
how
the
do
same
you think
thing happened with Luke Cage?
I like Luke Cage. I
like
the pacing
Luke
on
Cage
that show.
Luke Cage is good up to a certain point, but then when it got to the payoff didn't.
I would agree on that.
Didn't
We've talked
anymore.
About that before.
Right.
I think they got rid of the good bad guy, the good baddie on that show, and then kept one that was not very interesting.
Right. And they kind of make the same mistake in here. The problem is they're following a weird formula, and it's the formula that Daredevil Season 1 created. And they're trying to follow the exact same formula.
What is that?
Basically, show the present thing where it's a little confusing until you get the backstory.
Hmm.
And they're showing you a little bit of the backstory, showing the present day. A little bit of the backstory, present day. What I think would have made the Iron Fist a much more interesting show is showing him already being Iron Fist.
Yeah.
And coming back to reclaim what he was supposed to get and explain right out the gate why he's back. Instead of like making a slog through four episodes to figure out is he really Danny Rand or not. I mean, those four episodes were boring as fuck.
I was expecting them to do more flashback to like being at Kunlun, you know? They don't really show anything.
They don't show anything. And the only time where it's kind of cool is when they show him talking to his sensei.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of cool the way it was the way it was shot and the way it was executed.
There was one part where they never showed the guy's head. They would just do some interesting camera shots of just like, not, they would never show his face. But then they started showing his face. I'm like, oh, that sort of ruined it.
And I don't know. It's just, it was a mess from beginning to end, I think.
So how do you think this is going to affect the Defenders? Which, well, they just finished filming that.
Yeah, well, the Defenders has the same showrunners from Daredevil.
Okay, so.
So I'm hoping that means they will fuck it up. But supposedly this is the same producing team from the Marvel Netflix team. Because
Drew Goddard is one of the guys involved with Daredevil.
Well, he was the original. He wrote the season one, most of season one, and then he directed a few episodes.
Yeah.
Who
was the showrunner, though?
I don't remember his name right now off the top of my head.
Okay.
He was the one who was the showrunner for season two. And then Drew Goddard got taken up by.
And Defenders is only going to be 8 episodes. So
is it only 8 episodes?
Only 8 episodes, they said. So it's meat and potatoes right there. No other bullshit.
Hopefully. And hopefully it goes hand in hand with the Infinity War. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be very cool.
But who
hopefully
knows?
They're in. They have these characters, these tertiary, you know, Netflix characters now. They need to be in the movies now.
I don't think they necessarily need to be in the movies.
I think so. They need at least have some kind of.
They can be acknowledged in the movies, but I don't think they need to be in the movies.
There needs to be some kind of version of them in the movies.
I don't think so.
I do.
It's not important.
It is important because. Okay, you want a big, big Marvel movie.
You already got a big Marvel movie.
No, hold on. Go with me here. When you have big Marvel comics event series, you have every character possible involved.
Right.
Why not do that? Thanos is going to be... Just because Thanos is it's an intergalactic
villain.
What is
Daredevil going to do against Thanos?
He's going to throw a stick at him.
And nothing's going to happen.
It don't matter.
Okay.
Punisher needs to be there.
Why? What is he going to do? Shoot him with his gun and throw grenades at him? That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't matter. You've never read Marvel Comics.
I've read some, yeah. I've read a good portion of it.
But I mean, they all need to be, even if it's not like in the full, you know, they don't even mean the whole movie.
Like I said, they can be mentioned or they can have like an off-screen or like an on-screen cameo for a bit trying to help civilians during like the catastrophe that's going on the Earth side. But they don't really need to be there shoulder to shoulder with the Avengers at any point.
I don't know.
Defenders,
man. Come on.
It's not.
Luke Cage?
Not important.
Luke Cage can go toe-to-toe with Thanos.
Oh, speaking of going back to Iron Fist, man, that tattoo looked like shit on Finn Jones.
Yeah.
Man, it looked crap. It looked fake as hell. And poorly drawn on.
Was it on him all the time, though? I mean, it only showed up at certain times, right?
Well, they don't show his chest very often in the show.
That's why you didn't like it, because they didn't show his bare chest.
Yeah, he's not being. Also, I don't think the Finn Jones, the actor, was buff enough. Like, he looked.
He doesn't have to be. I don't think Iron Fist has to be super
anytime
buff.
Anytime I've seen him in the comics, though, he always seemed like ripped.
Every character in the comics is ripped.
The dude who played Daredevil is better fit than Finn Jones.
Yeah.
Charlie Cox.
That's true.
And that guy, he wears a costume the whole entire time. That doesn't accentuate that.
No Daredevil nipples?
Yeah. No Daredevil nipples.
Okay, so.
So my review on it,
yeah,
I gave it 2.5 stars.
2.5 out of what?
5.
Okay, I was like, out of 10?
No.
How many horns up?
Out of 5?
How many? Yeah.
Two and a half.
You can't do a half horn.
Yeah, you can. Just go like this.
One finger.
Yeah, one finger.
One finger up in the air. Well, I don't know which finger that's going
to
be.
Whatever one you want it to be.
I'm definitely going to finish the series.
You should. If you want to be prepared and know everything you need to know for Defenders,
yeah,
I think you should watch it and finish it.
I think it's cool that he will be.
I don't think it's as bad as people make it seem to be.
Yeah.
It's not the worst show ever.
No. People are really dogging it out there.
But it's not very good.
But it's one of those things where if one person says it's shit, then everybody else is going to jump on that. You know what I mean?
Well, because everyone kind of feels like, oh, yeah, I do think it's shit. And then the shit ball gets bigger.
Yeah. Starts rolling downhill.
Yeah. I just don't think it's very well produced. And for it to be a action-style martial arts show, it is not what it is. It wasn't what it claimed to be. And it's not what the comics, what I thought the comics to be. Although, Justin, our friend and patriot here, would disagree with me because he's a big fan of the comic series.
Yeah, he is. It's sort of based on, I guess, the Carrie Andrews, the Living Weapon series. I haven't read it either.
I have a basic knowledge of Iron Fist. I've seen a couple of issues and I've kind of glanced at it, but I've never read a whole series.
Yeah, me either.
And
I'll admit that right now.
And
I know him from being like an outside character in other books,
I read more Heroes for Hire than actual Iron Fist.
Yeah, me too. And there was an interview with Mike Coulter who said, after Defenders, don't rule out a Heroes for Hire TV series.
And see, I don't think how, with Finn Jones as the actor himself, I don't see him having the buddy relationship with the Luke Cage that we got.
I don't know.
It just doesn't... I'll wait till Defenders to say that, but as of now, them two doesn't look like a fun bunch.
Maybe he lightened up after.
There was a cool Run the Jewel song in Iron Fist, though.
Okay, that's probably...
That was the one part. I was like, oh, shit, that's Run the Jewels in the background.
All right. I listened to a lot of like hip-hop, so...
Well, for some reason, hip-hop is synonymous with...
Kung Fu. Wu-Tang did that.
Yeah.
I'm not even a fan, and I know that. Because I think I was watching...
You're not a fan of Wu-Tang?
I don't think I've ever really heard him.
You never listened to an album of
no.
Wu-Tang? God, man, we need to fix that.
So I even mentioned that to my wife. We're watching
You never listened to Into the Shaolin?
No.
Oh, dude.
So we're watching, and I was like, that's got to be a Wu-Tang song. I've never heard them.
And that was the thing that disappointed me in Luke Cage. Like, all the songs, or all the episode titles are Wu-Tang titles, but they never played the song in the episode.
Oh.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
And they even got Method Man in the show.
Oh, yeah, he was in the show.
Yeah, because he was a founding member of Wu-Tang.
He was in Wu-Tang?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I didn't.
Man, where were you in the 90s?
Not listening to Wu-Tang,
listening
apparently.
To Venom or some stupid shit like that.
No, I was in some rap back in the day.
Beastie Boys?
Ice Cube?
You listened to Ice Cube back in the day? Name one Ice Cube song.
Ice Cube, Trey?
Nope.
Today Was a Good Day?
Only because your wife said that.
America's Most Wanted. That's the album title, right? I have that album. I still have that fucking CD upstairs. I will prove it to you.
I bet you do. I bet you got it for free.
No, I paid for it.
Okay.
I probably have more Ice Cube albums in my collection than you do.
I don't own any.
There you go.
I have them all on my phone.
Well, there you go. I like Ice Cube. I used to like NWA. I like Public Enemy a lot.
Speaking of Public Enemy, I watched Do the Right Thing today.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched that movie in a long time.
Me either. I haven't seen that in a long time. Still hold up?
Oh, yeah. It's really good. It's more relevant now than ever.
Makes sense. So let's get into... we have a George Hates Metal
segment. Oh, no. We do?
I've listened to like maybe 15 or 20 seconds of the song. It was actually given to us by one of our fans.
Oh.
And we'll get into that in a minute. And then we have some Geek Tickle. And then we're going to wrap up this show.
Cool.
I'll be right back. For a moment in the spotlight. And we are back to the show. We are back to George Hates Metal. So I'm going to let you get into this.
Let me get into this. What was the name of the band again?
Escalion.
Yeah.
This was brought to you from a fan of the show, actually.
Oh, yeah? What was his name?
Thanks to Derek Tatum, fan of the show, longtime listener, first-time caller, all that stuff.
First-time messenger.
His comment was, George is going to bail out after, like, the first 3 seconds.
Oh, God. Does he know me or what?
He knows you, man. So I'm going to let you take it away.
God, it was horrible. All kinds of horrible. The voice was scratching on the chalkboard bad, and then like they try to like cover up the mess of the music with crappy keyboards, and it was just all kinds of bad.
Yeah, Excalion.
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 It's like they're trying Excalion. To like Excalion. Like it's almost as cool as Excalibur, but like a scallion.
I'm gonna let you talk a little bit more about it, then I'm gonna give my opinions.
Oh, I have nothing else more to say than I hate it.
No redeeming qualities at all?
No, nothing about that was good. Like, the guitars were overly bad and predictable, and the keyboards were trying to cover up the mess of the music in the background, and the guy's voice was horrible.
Okay, I might have to agree on that point. His voice, anybody that knows me knows I love the hell out of cheesy power metal. But something was wrong with this guy's vocals.
It wasn't just his vocals. It was everything.
No. The rest of the band was okay. The drums were great. The drummer was good.
Was it?
I really did like...
It sounded sloppy.
Not really, no. It did not sound sloppy.
It sounds sloppy.
You sound sloppy.
Maybe, after a few drinks.
The keyboard organ stuff was a little overdone, but it was nice. It had a different... It gave a different bit of a...
They were going
feeling.
Really strong for that 80s vibe.
Yeah, I can see that. But the vocals, the guy was very overly nasally. And there's a couple of registers that he did hit in a couple parts of the song. I'm like, oh, this sounds much better.
No,
but
it wasn't.
Yeah.
They should cease to exist. I'd be surprised if they still make music.
Well, this came out in 2005, maybe?
It says on the video 2015.
Yeah, but it from the album Primal Exhale, released in 2005.
Oh, well, somebody out there listens.
But Derek,
to this.
If you're listening and you know more about this band, start barraging George on Facebook and Twitter all about Excalion, because he wants to hear more about him.
I sure don't. And you will get blocked.
No, you won't. Well, thanks for bringing that to our attention. If you want to...
If you
want to
feel our pain, or feel my pain.
Yeah, if you want to feel George's pain, you can go to YouTube and search Excalion, because they're there.
It's E-X-C-L, or C-A-L-I-O-N.
But if you
it's
want...
It's Excalion.
Yeah, there you go. Excalion.
Excalion.
If you want to give George your own George Hayes Metal segment
just
to
put
play...
Put it on the Metal Geeks Facebook.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram... msrcast@gmail.com. It's the email address. Let us know what you want George
to hate in this shitty conversation.
What do you want George to hate or not hate? Maybe you can find something that he doesn't hate.
Yeah, that's what Sean tries to do every time he comes on.
Sometimes
he picks stuff that I like.
Sean, he knows you.
Does
he knows
he,
what you hate.
I don't think anybody really knows me. I think only I know me.
I think we all have a pretty good feeling by now. So let's get into our Geek Tickle, and we'll be right back.
Word. So it's that time of the week again where we get to talk about what's tickling your little geek this week. And unfortunately, there's only two of us, so there won't be much to be...
It'll be a little bit of...
There won't be much tickle beheading.
Yep.
Beheading? Well, there's not a lot of tickle going around, is okay. What I'm trying to say. There's only two balls.
Well, maybe there's more tickle to go around because there's less people.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So, do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
You go first.
What I want to talk about first, this comes out in April.
Let me guess. It's a video game.
It is a video game. How'd you know?
Because every time we do this segment, it's always a video game.
It's not always.
90% of the time.
Not always.
90% of the time.
Can you guess what it is?
I'm sure it's a video game you want or a game you're playing.
Well, a little bit of both.
Okay. All right.
Now you can't guess. I'm not going to tell you until you guess.
I don't know what it is. I don't play games as often as you do.
So back in the day on the NES, there was a collection of games from Capcom that were based on the Disney Afternoon series of TV shows.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
I'm super excited for this myself, actually.
Uh-huh. So they're coming.
I already have the DuckTales remastered version.
But so okay, let's talk about that. So, of course, I'm talking about the Disney Afternoon Collection from Capcom. It's coming out as a download game for Xbox One, PS4, and PC. It's going to be $20 for six games. So you're going to get Rescue Rangers 1 and 2, mm-hmm. DuckTales 1 and 2. You're going to also...
Darkwing Duck
and Tailspin.
Oh, yeah, there is a Tailspin game.
Tailspin game, yeah.
That game sucked, though. At least I remember it being hard.
I played it on the TurboGrafx. I don't think I remember the...
I remember playing on the Super Nintendo, and it was hard.
But these are the NES versions of these games, the old school. They have been remastered, but they didn't like do what DuckTales remastered and like redo everything.
Yeah, the HD graphics.
HD graphics. They've cleaned them up, cleaned up the sprites and all that, but it's old school Nintendo style graphics, but they've added a bunch of things to it. You can actually rewind now. So if you fuck up, you can rewind and go right back to where you were.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of rewinding.
A lot of rewinding in those games. Yeah, definitely.
Because Rescue Rangers was hard.
Yeah, it was. And there's going to be a lot of behind the scenes, concept art and all that cool, gallery stuff.
Do you really think that all that's worth $20?
I think so, yeah.
You think so?
All those games together? Come on.
If it's not HD remastered, though?
You paid $20 for DuckTales Remastered. That was one game.
No, I got it for free. Because I'm a... The PlayStation...
After a while, became free.
Yeah, I got it when it was free.
But, yeah, I think that $20 is a good price point for this game.
Is it?
Yeah. What would you want it to be?
$10.
That's too low.
Nah. Disney's already printing money at that point anyway.
Well, you know that. You know they're taking your money no matter what. So, I think $20 is a good price point.
I think it's a little too much. I think it's a little too high.
I'm looking forward to that game.
I'll wait till it's free on PlayStation.
All right, then you'll be waiting a while. I'll be playing it while you're waiting.
It's okay. It's not like I haven't played it before.
But I have been playing a PS4 game recently.
Oh?
Even that's I just stopped playing Zelda to play this game.
Oh, guess what? Did you buy the? You didn't buy the Switch.
The Wii U. The Wii U, yeah. I've been playing Horizon Zero Dawn. That game is amazing. I don't have the PlayStation
Did
Pro
they explain
4K.
Why the robots are like dinosaurs?
They get into it a little bit. I'm not that far into the game. I'm only maybe like 4 hours into it.
Okay.
It's a great game. If you like the Tomb Raider game that just came out recently, like. The last two Tomb Raider games, very much that style, but I mean, it's like Far Cry. This is a big open world with all these things to do, and the gameplay is just a lot of fun, and it looks great, even on my old PS4. A lot of fun. I think it's the best game I've played in a long time.
Right on.
Better. It's weird. I don't play the PS4 that much.
That's what I mainly play on.
The games that like are exclusive like that, like Uncharted and this Horizon game.
Mm-hmm.
They are so
God of War will be coming out.
Quality, it's quality stuff, man. Quadruple A titles. I don't know. There's something about those exclusive Sony games that they know what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Because they know how to use the machine.
This is something. So, what's tickling your geek?
A few things. So, a trailer came out today, or it's more of a teaser trailer for this live action movie. Based on an anime called Death Note.
Oh.
And it was done by one of my favorite upcoming indie directors called Alex Wingard. If you don't know that name, he did a movie.
Name sounds familiar.
He did the movie called You're Next, which is a horror movie that came out a while ago. And then he did The Guest, which features the guy who's in Legion. And he's also, spoiler alert, he plays the Beast in Beast and Beauty and the Beast.
Who's that?
I forget his name.
The guy from Legion?
Yeah, the main actor guy from Legion.
Is in Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, all right.
Yeah. Stanley Tucci's also in Beauty and the Beast. Did you know that?
No, what does Stanley Tucci play?
He plays a character.
I know Ewan McGregor is like
and
one of the...
Ian McKellen is in it.
Ian McGregor is like the clock or something.
No, he's the candle.
The candlestick.
Yeah, Lemure.
Lemure. That's weird.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, back to Death Note. Death Note is about like this book that falls from the sky, and you write in it, and you can like destined for how someone to die or whatever. And it's based on this manga series that became an anime. And I watched the anime when it was on Netflix, and now they're making like a Americanized movie of
for Netflix or a movie
for Netflix. Yeah.
Okay.
And then another trailer. I don't know if it came out today or the day before, but it was like a little teaser trailer for the new Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks hilarious. And I've been watching a lot of MTSK, whatever, on Netflix. Because
MS3TK.
Yeah, 3TK, whatever. I have a brain fart. They released the some of the big Volume 1 collection on Netflix.
Yeah, I've been wanting to watch that recently.
So I've been watching a couple of those, and it just kind of gets me excited for that coming out.
It's gonna be cool. I saw the trailer. Patton Oswalt's great in it.
Yeah.
Felicia Day is great in it.
Sure.
The lead character, what's his name? Ray.
I don't know him. Is you know him from something?
He's from The Nerdist.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I can't think of his name now. It'll come to me in a minute.
Sure.
When I'm not thinking about it.
Okay.
You know what I tried to get back into on Netflix? Lemony Snicket.
And not happening for
not it? Happening for me.
What episode are you on?
Like 3?
Yeah, you got to get past the first like 3-4 episodes. If you can hang on to that, once they get to the reptile room, if you're not into it by the time they get to the reptile room, just quit.
Yeah, I didn't see no reptile room.
It's the name of the episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll try maybe, but
it's, Neil Patrick Harris is not very good in that show.
I don't think he's the problem. It's just.
And also, I think the first two, three episodes are pretty boring.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it gets better as it goes on. As a lot of the Netflix shows do that. I don't know why that is.
I don't know why that is either. They should put the good stuff in the beginning. Why not?
We just get better as we go along. All that, and I've been watching Samurai Jack, which is amazing.
Still never seen that.
Oh man, it's so good.
Is that on Netflix?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't. Cartoon Network, I guess.
Ah.
Yeah. I'm sure you can watch it on Hulu, if you have Hulu. Because I think they have a deal with Hulu.
I don't pay for Hulu.
I think you can stream all of Samurai Jack on their website.
Really?
Yeah, on CartoonNetwork.com, I think.
Jonah Ray, that's the guy I was thinking of. Great comedian. He's part of Nerdist. You don't know who he is?
I don't, like, religiously follow Nerdist.
Okay.
The only person I know from Nerdist is, what's his face? The guy from Talking Dead.
Chris Hardwick,
yeah. That's the only guy I know.
Any other geek tickles are going on?
I talked about Kong last week.
Yeah, I loved Kong.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. I thought it was great. The plot line was kind of meh, but, like,
who cares? I said, who cares?
Yeah, who fucking cares? You're there to see a giant ape destroy shit.
And it was a giant ape, for sure.
Yeah, that was probably my biggest beef about that movie, is how fake
people said that.
How bad the ape looked in CG-wise.
But I don't think it looked bad.
I thought it looked pretty meh.
People were like, oh, it was too big.
Especially
like,
the part when the human's trying to interact with it. There's a scene in the movie where she touches his nose, and it just seemed really not well done.
I didn't think that at all.
But when he was fighting like the CG characters, I thought it looked great. But when he's like having to interact with live action people,
he should have killed all the live action people and been done with it.
Should have been. Yeah, but and then they
at least they had to make a love story out of their relationship.
Yeah, thank God. Well, kind of. I mean, they kind of really. Did, but
she felt something, not love, but.
Oh, like, I thought you were talking about the main character.
No, I'm talking about, like, every other King Kong movie, like, Kong and, well, like, the girl.
Well, because that's what the original story was.
I know, but it's overplayed.
All right.
That's sexist. That's Kongist.
It's Kongist.
All right, let's move on to the end of the show. I think that's about it, huh?
Woo!
Woo! So that brings us to the end of episode number 126 of the Metal Geeks podcast. I have been one of your hosts. I have been Carrie the Metal Geek, along with
George motherfucking Dripsis.
So we've talked about a lot of things tonight. We've talked about iron fisting.
Yeah. It's a weird sex move, which they talk about in the show.
Do they really?
Yeah.
I haven't got that episode.
Yeah, they make a sex joke out of the name in the show.
Do they really?
Yes.
Oh, God. Don't tell me that.
It's in there in the early episodes.
I don't remember that.
Maybe you just glazed over and wasn't paying attention.
I probably remember a sex joke. That's weird. All right, so we talked about some metal shows that I've been to. We've talked about some stuff that we've been playing and watching. And
word.
So
all that cool stuff.
I have a couple questions for you.
What's that?
So issue 3 of your comic book is just hitting its Kickstarter start.
That's right. We are in our fourth day, or by the time this comes out, it'll probably be about a week in. And we're doing fairly well, but we can use all the help that we can get. So go check out our comic book, Speak No Evil. It's on Kickstarter. It's running live now. Help if you can. If not, share it. That does all the world for us. And, you know, any support you can give is greatly appreciated.
If you want to see me in a future issue, you need to support.
and other people.
And other people.
Yeah.
Because one of your Kickstarter, what are they, gold or what are they called?
Rewards.
Rewards. You can get yourself drawn into one of the issues.
There's two versions of that. There's a version where you can get yourself drawn in as a character, or you can draw your have yourself drawn getting brutally murdered.
Oh. I wanted that one. What happened there? Next time my character comes back, I'm going to be...
You got the freebie one is what it was.
Okay. I want to get brutally murdered next time.
No.
I want the demon to come out of my butt.
What kind of happens in issue two? Not to you.
Well, not to me, but yeah, I want someone, that to happen to me.
You want that to happen to you? Oh, man.
That'd be a fun way to go, right?
Would it?
I don't know. Not really.
I wouldn't imagine so.
No.
But yeah, like I said, it's Speak No Evil on Kickstarter. If you want more information, you can follow us at Facebook, Graybear Comics is G-R-A-Y, or on Instagram, Twitter, or even at our website, which is graybearcomics.com.
Very cool. I've read issue two.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It's good.
Yeah, you liked it?
A lot of good action in that.
Yeah, it's funny.
Better choreography than Iron Fist.
Yes, much.
No.
I would like to think Samir is more action inclined than the people who produced that show.
Maybe. So how far do you know in the future of the story?
Oh, we know how it ends.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, we have up to issue six written and ready to go. They just needed some polishing before we get them finished. But we have plans all the way up to issue 20, and we know exactly how the comic
So which
ends.
Character dies?
I can't ruin that for
no.
you.
No. I don't know now.
Everyone.
Everyone?
Everyone dies.
Oh, well, there
it's
you go.
It's just perfect. A nice, tidy way to end it all.
All right. Very cool.
Cabin of the Woods-esque.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah.
Very Logan-esque.
None of this is true.
No?
No.
Damn it. So, any movies coming out this recently or coming up soon that you're really looking forward to? I was talking to my wife the other day. March, there's been a lot of big movies coming out in this March.
It feels like
summertime. You don't think so? Every weekend there's been a big movie release.
Name a couple.
Logan?
Well, okay. Yeah, all right. Logan, Kong, and Beauty and the Beast. Are like
Logan, Kong, Beauty and the Beast, Power Rangers, the big one.
Power Rangers is coming out this week.
Right, but every weekend there's been a big movie.
Right.
A big blockbuster-style movie. Uh-huh. Why? It used to never be this way in like March.
Well, you know
March.
What I think it is? I think it's a response to having a weak winter, because we didn't have a lot of big movies that come out during the wintertime.
But the only one big one was like Star Wars.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like people didn't want to compete with Star Wars probably, so they probably like held off till the moment after all the Oscar movies are done, when the movie theaters are supposedly at its lowest point where all the shitty movies are coming out.
Really then, it's good shit.
Now they're trying to push out all their
You know what else comes out this weekend
stuff.
That I really want to see is Life.
Oh yeah, that does come out this week.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. That's supposed to be like Gravity meets Alien.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, that's exactly
I saw
what
another commercial
like.
Today with Ryan Reynolds and the alien organism, whatever they find, it's like coming in and out of his face.
Oh, I haven't watched any trailers.
I was like, oh, wow.
I just seen the original trailer that they first teased with.
Yeah.
That's the only
fun.
Trailer I've seen.
I hope it's good. I hope that one doesn't disappoint.
Yeah, and then there's like a lot of big movies coming out this summer, and then I can understand why studios are trying to push in for this like middle months of like March, April. Because they don't want to compete with Spider-Man, and they don't want to compete with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Because summer starts that week in May 5th.
Yeah, it's
like
early May
yeah.
all the way up until August.
Yeah.
Is like the big blockbuster months.
It's going to be a lot of movies to go to this year.
Well, if I can afford to go to them.
Have you seen the Belko Experiment yet?
No, I want to, though.
I want to see that. I know our Instagram guy, Bill, texted me the other day. He said it was a mindfuck.
Mind fuck.
So I want to see that.
I hear it's Battle Royale in the office. That's what I hear.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Michael Rooker is supposed to be great in that movie.
Yeah. Is the guy from Scrubs is in it too.
Who's that?
The doctor, Dr. Cox.
Oh.
Did you ever watch Scrubs?
Oh, yeah. I used to love Scrubs.
Yeah. Dr. Cox is in the movie.
I can't think of his name right now.
I don't know his name either. I just know him as Dr. Cox. He's been in a lot of other shit.
Yeah.
He was one of the Bobs in Office Space.
Right, right.
I can't remember anything else he's been in off the top of my head, but he's hilarious, and I loved him in Scrubs.
I looked up Scrubs on Google, and the first thing I get is actually pictures of Scrubs. Not what I'm looking for. John McGinley. His brother was an actor, too, Ted McGinley.
That new Zach Braff movie, speaking of Scrubs, the new Zach Braff movie comes out this weekend.
What's that?
It has Morgan Freeman and what? Alan Arkin, and they're like old, and Michael Caine, and like the old dudes who get their suspension, or not suspension.
Going in style, I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, they get their
That's
money
Zach
taken.
Zach Braff?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Me neither.
So Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, and Alan Arkin.
Yeah, and they basically rob a bank. Old guys rob a bank. So it's like Ocean's 99.
Ocean's AARP.
There you go.
I did not know that was a Zach Braff directed movie.
Yeah. Well,
I loved Garden State.
I like that too.
Movie.
He did another movie. God, I can't remember the name of the movie. It was like a heartfelt movie about a guy dealing with the death of his dad.
I'm looking at Wish I Was Here.
Yeah, that was really good.
I never saw that one either.
Don't watch that when you're depressed, because you will cry.
You know, I mean, that does look familiar. Mandy Patinkin? I don't know. I remember seeing Garden State with my uncle in the theater.
Mm.
It was like we went to some free preview for it. I'm like, oh, I like Zach Braff. Let's go.
Yeah, that was his first like directorial debut.
I remember getting out of the movie. My uncle was like, I didn't understand that movie. I'm like, I don't think it was made for you to understand it.
Yeah, it was definitely like the millennial romance.
Yeah,
kind of
exactly.
I have problems, but I also want to be in love kind of movie.
Yep.
And Natalie Portman's
just like
cute.
Love.
Yeah,
just like that TV series Love on Netflix.
Yeah, sure. Except I think Zach Braff is funnier than Judd Apatow.
Yeah. All right, so let's wrap up the episode. Thanks for tuning in. You can find us all over the internet at. Where can they find us?
On Facey Space.
On the Facey Space. On the Instagrams.
On the Instagrams and
the Twitters. All at Metal Geeks. And don't think I'm going to let you get away with this, but we have to talk about our sponsor.
That's right.
Go for it.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Of course.
Oh, okay. So we have a sponsor called TweakedAudio.com.
Do we?
Yep, we do. And if you like headphones or you need headphones.
I do like headphones.
Or,
how did you know?
Or if you like, you know, really awesome quality headphones, go to tweakedaudio.com and then enter the code MetalGeeks and receive 33% off your order. Lifetime guarantee, free shipping. What else could you ask for? And they got all types of array of headphones for you to enjoy or to give away as gifts. Be cool to the show. Be an awesome metal fan. And purchase yourself some awesome headphones and jack them in your ears. TweakedAudio.com, type in the code MetalGeeks.
Very good. I should do that again.
You should.
I'm not going to do that. So where else can they find us on the internet?
They can get us on Google Play and iTunes.
The iTunes.
I was going to say the Instagrams, but that wouldn't make sense.
No. We are on Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes. Find us on iTunes. And subscribe there, give us a 5-star review, all that good stuff. Let people know that you listen to the show, give us a review, and we'll start reading the reviews on the show, I think. I think that'll be fun.
Yeah, let us know what you think of the show. Share the show with your friends, you know, if they have similar interests or if they just want to talk shit with us.
If you agree with our opinions
or disagree
with our opinions, msrcast@gmail.com.
We want to know.
If you have any topic segments you would like us to tackle that... if you want to hear some metalheads talk about Rainbow Bright or something, we'll do it.
I think I have an awesome idea for a segment when Dave comes back.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll do it. If you have any topics for George Hates Metal or anything else.
Or anything that makes you happy.
Anything that tickles your geek.
There you go.
So that's it. Episode number 126 is in the bag. And thanks to George for hanging out.
Woohoo!
Thanks to Dave for not being here.
Aww.
We'll get Dave back.
Yeah, eventually. Whenever the Sherwood Forest.
When he's not so damn busy.
Yeah, if that would ever happen.
Yeah. All right, so we will see you guys later, and one last thing to say. Keep it... shit.
What does that saying go?
Keep it Star Wars?
We could change it to that.
Keep it Iron Fisting.
Mm, really? That's gross.
Keep it Scarlet Spider-ish. I'm just looking around the room now.
Oh, now you're just looking at your Funko Pops.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. I don't think no one else wants to hear this part.
Keep it goofy.
Keep it Mickey? Uh-huh.
Well, there you go. All right. Keep it geeky.
And keep it metal.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.